out of a multitude of different items, and I don't know whether that would be 50 or 150 or how many, but within that package of 50 or 150 or 250, there's lots of things that already have bipartisan agreement. And so this is based on the proposition we ought to move ahead on what we already have bipartisan agreement on. And then what we don't have bipartisan agreement on shouldn't hold up helping people that need help. And maybe three or four categories that I can say where there's bipartisan support. Probably $100 billion for K through 12 schools, because they got to spend a lot of money to protect the kids and the teachers. Let's say $150 billion, or maybe even a little bit more than that. I think it was $160 billion to help small business, like restaurants. Like, same way we help small business in the bill we passed in March. Now, that's that deadline is passed. That would renew that deadline. More money for testing. More money for getting the vaccines spread around the country now that they're being approved by the FDA. So I just mentioned four, that it's a no-brainer. We ought to get that done, and we shouldn't let it stall just because we can't agree on how much money a fiscally irresponsible state like Illinois ought to get from the federal government compared to Iowa that's very fiscally responsible and doesn't need any more money from the federal government.